This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
We're the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast.
We're a bunch of local young people who have lots to say, stories to tell and stuff to promote.
All from right here in Greater Green Island on ORFM. Hello and welcome everyone to episode 20 of our podcast. My name is Ruby May and alongside me is Chris, Esme and Eli. We are your hosts today on behalf of the Youth Action Group. How about we go around introducing ourselves and sharing our favourite singer, artist or band?
Hi, my name is Chris. I am 11 years old and I go to Fairfield School. My favourite singer is probably Red Leather.
Red Leather?
Yeah.
Who is Red Leather?
Yeah. He's an American... He's basically an American typist country singer.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, my name is Esme. I'm 13 years old. I go to Queens. And my favourite band is probably Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ruby. I'm 14. I go to Queens also. And my favourite singer or artist, that's so hard to decide. Probably One Direction or Harry Styles or Zayn or Liam Payne or Louis Tomlinson or Niall Horan.
Okay.
Yeah. That-
Good selection there. Hi, everyone. My name's Eli and I'm 30 plus. Actually, I'm 40 plus. I went to King's High School back in the day.
Holy smokes.
The Kings of Dunedin. And my favourite singing artist, I would have to say a guy called Fiji. Have you guys heard of Fiji?
The artist, no.
The artist? No. So you look that up in your own time, but probably someone that you do know, Usher Raymond.
Oh, who?
You don't know Usher?
No.
Oh my gosh, did you know he got cancelled though?
Did he?
Yeah.
What did he do? Okay, no, you probably can't
hear. Say it, but he got cancelled.
He got cancelled.
For a very valid reason.
Damn.
Actually, I don't really like Usher that much. Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Yes. Long live the king, buddy.
Jackson 5.
Rest in peace.
Yes.
Jackson 5.
Jackson 5 is my gig.
What's your favorite Michael Jackson song since
Chicago?
Huh?
I love that song.
Chicago.
What
Chicago.
Else? Smooth
From
Criminal.
Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Smooth Criminal.
Smooth Criminal, Thriller, or Man in the Mirror.
Man
in the Mirror, yes. I love Man in the Mirror.
I like every song, basically.
Billie Jean?
It's not my love.
Chicago? I haven't heard Chicago, though.
It was like,
met her on a beach in Chicago when she was all alone.
Oh, so it is
love
legit.
That song.
Okay. So good. Cool.
Okay, now this is I'm All About the Books. In this segment, we're going to talk about all things books with a hope of inspiring our listeners to engage in reading. So basically, we're just going to tell you what genres are you like in books, what we're reading so far, and what's the best part about that books. Do you want me to go first?
Sure.
Well, I like horror, mystery, romance, and sad books, obviously. The thing I just read is What the Woods Took. My favorite bit is about when they find out Hannah is actually a mimic. And then the book I'm reading now is Girl in Pieces. I probably can't talk about that on here, but, you know, it's really good. Okay,
nice.
Off to Ruby May.
Whoa, full name, man. So I've been kind of into, I used to be into, like, more dystopian kind of horror type stuff, but I'm slightly, like, more into, like, poetry stuff now, you know? Mm. Just in that era of my life. And I've been reading this book, Poems to Fall in Love With, and it's quite good. And there's one, I forgot what it's called, but it's like really, really good. It's about like, it's about Jesus and loving Jesus and feeling like you've sinned him and stuff. And it's really good. And I recommend a bunch of like people out there to start reading books more often because it's underrated.
Yeah.
I don't really have one.
You didn't have one?
Well, no. Have you been reading any books?
He doesn't know.
Oh. No.
Are there any
I don't
books,
really read books
that you know of that have become movies that you like?
No.
Oh, Ruby May got excited.
Can I say one?
Yeah.
The Maze Runner Scorched Trials.
Oh, I haven't read the books, James but the Dashner. Movies are so good.
Dylan O'Brien.
Oh.
Well, Eli? That might encourage us to do a bit of reading, yeah. Well, for me, I have to confess, I don't really do much reading in terms of novels and stuff.
Same
but,
with me.
But I read a lot of academic journals. I do research and stuff. So the thing about journals is I find interesting is people do research on things. So they will tell us about the type of research they did, what they were trying to find out. Actually, it can be a bit boring sometimes, but a lot of the times they find out the results of what they were looking for. And if you don't like reading too much, it's usually summed up in one paragraph. It's called an abstract. So I read a lot of abstracts. Just give me a, you know,
have you read Scar Tissue?
What is that?
It's about the main singer of Red Hot Chili Peppers' life. I saw my dad reading it before, and I was like, oh, he's reading that. It must be good.
Yeah. Is that biography?
Yeah.
Okay. I might give that a read because I do like reading about people's lives. Actually, I did read one, a fighter, UFC fighter. His name was Mark Hunt.
Oh, yes.
So, of course, he did fighting.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I like the fighting game, but anyway.
Okay. That's it for All About the Books. We hoped to inspire our listeners to read more because, as they say, the great thing about books is there's no commercials. Get it? Get it, Reading Peeps?
My God, isn't it?
Don't judge.
Okay, welcome to Quote Me If You Can. In this segment, one of us is going to drop a line from a well-known movie and the others have to guess where it's from. Could be a classic, comedy, or a total curveball. So get your movie brains ready. Should I go first? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, my one's a bit long. It's and okay. I'm pretty sure everyone's already heard of it, but it's like my favourite quote ever. Okay. Esme's going to know this right away. I hate the way you talk to me and the way you got your hair. I hate the way you drove my car. I hate it when you stare. I hate your big dumb combat boots and the way you read my mind. I hate it so much it makes me sick. It even makes me rhyme. I hate it when you're always right. I hate it when you lie. I hate it when you make me laugh, even worse when you make me cry. I hate it when you're not around and the fact that you didn't call. But mostly I hate the way I don't hate you. Not even close. Not even a little bit. Not even at all.
10 things I hate about you are when she found out that it was a bit and now she's crying. And this class is because they made like the poem thing. I love that movie.
Oh, that's the best movie to ever exist.
Well, she got that one.
Okay. Can I go?
Sure.
Yeah, cool. Okay. All it takes is faith and trust and a little bit of pixie dust.
Oh, wait. I think I've heard of that before.
I've heard of it.
Tinkerbell. No, I'm kidding. Wait. It's kind of hard.
Pixie dust, I think of like fairies.
Yeah.
Peter Pan?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
When they meet him first and they're like, we want to go to Neverland. And he was like, well, all it takes is, I don't know, faith and trust.
I'll give myself a round of applause for that. So Christopher, he's going to pass the buck to me.
Yep.
And I've got one for you guys. It goes like this. Luke, I am your father. I'm your father.
Star Wars.
Yeah, but what's the one? What's the character? The person?
Revenge Darth Vader. Of the
Sith.
Huh?
It's
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
What? I thought we were guessing the movie.
Wait, how did you say it?
On. Too bad.
How did you guys say it?
I said, Luke, I'm your father.
Wait, you know it's Darth Vader, not Darth Vader.
I say that line differently. I go.
I am your father.
Because of his mask and he sounds all weird when he's breathing.
Okay, that's a good one.
Okay, that was Quote Me If You Can. Whether you nailed it or totally blanked, there's always next time. Until then, keep watching the movies and maybe start memorizing a few lines while you're at it.
Alright folks, it's time for guess the movie, that movie character. One of us will do our best or worst impression of a movie character and the others have to figure out who it is. Could be a hero or a villain or someone totally random from a vault. No one is safe. Get ready for some terrible accents, weird voices, and maybe a little movie magic.
Can I go first?
Yes, you can.
Sure.
Thank you. Oh, wait, I'm going to...
You got this. Just think.
Don't like Rocco. Rocco stars on his oatmeal cookies. Elmo can't fly like a plane. Then Elmo chug along on a choo-choo train.
Ooh-hoo. Elmo.
Yeah.
Tickle me, Elmo. Yo. Oops. Sorry, I've gone and pressed the wrong button there, but...
It's kind of hard for me to skip Elmo, because that's how I start off the sentences.
Chris,
but
do you want to go?
I haven't really got one.
You haven't?
You want to go, Ruby?
You guys are going to get this right away. Oh, this is so bad. Girls.
Oh.
I can't do it very
Can you say that again?
Girls. What? I can't do it well.
Is it Groot? Oh. Oh, what?
Through.
Yeah.
From Despicable Me. Girls.
It's bad, I know, but it's okay.
Minions, tonight we steal the moon.
Nice.
I think of one.
Yep.
You thinked.
Share with us.
Go.
Oh. Get out of my swamp.
Shrek.
Oh, Shrek.
Yeah. Okay, I got one.
Eli?
I got one.
Eli?
You're welcome.
Maui.
Maui. Maui. Going Maui. To Honolulu.
What can I say except
surely we have some.
He looks like a Maui fan, Eli.
Hey. Do I look like Maui, do I?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have been...
live action Maui?
Live action Maui. Yeah, he's one of my favourite characters, I have to admit.
Yeah.
Do we have any other ones?
I do.
Oh.
Make me.
Yeah.
Surely, Chris, you have another one.
I think I have another one, but I think it's already been said in a podcast. I think I said
just
it
do
in
it
another
again.
Podcast.
Just do it again.
Okay. Ba-da-ba-ba-ching. It's the McDonald's ring.
Yeah.
Ronald McDonald? Oh.
Ronald.
Is there a specific person or is it just McDonald's?
It's a specific person.
Ronald McDonald?
Grimace.
Mm-mm. Oh, boys, it's just me.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I think I said it in one before when we did this. But, you know, bring back Mickey Mouse. What belongs in my heart.
That reminds me of the McDonald's song, the like Big Mac song, two beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, all this spicy bun. You know when they did that and you could get a Big Mac when, were you like, dear Eli?
Big Macs have been around for...
No, but you could, if you say, if you, not say it, if you like could sing the song, you got a Big Mac for free.
Really?
Ooh, no.
Yeah, that was like a thing in the 90s.
Damn.
Oh, 90s.
No, I was not.
You wish you were born in the 90s, so you
I really
seen it.
Do. I really, really, really do.
Apparently, in the 90s, the McDonald's playgrounds were really good.
Yes.
Apparently, in the 90s, I should have been born.
I can attest the playgrounds were way better. Way better.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that.
That was just a sticky slide.
Nice.
And that's the end for Guess the Disney Character. Totally up to your points. Brag to your friends. Let us know if you guessed better than we did. Until next time, keep the magic and the cringe alive.
Welcome to 5 seconds showdown, the ultimate song challenge. I drop 5 seconds from a hit song, and someone's got to name it. No googling, no guessing the lyrics. That sounds right. Only the real thing counts. Let's see who really knows our bops.
Okay.
So this is what's going to happen. I'm going to play 5 seconds of a song, and you guys are going to either guess the name of the song, the artist, or guess the rest of the lyrics. Let's start.
Oh, Sabrina Carpenter, please.
My God.
Sabrina Carpenter, please.
Oh, she got it.
Am I supposed to wait? Sorry.
Yeah, you also meant to sing
the
lyrics.
Give us a chance.
Oh, sorry.
Give us a chance.
I have good judgment. I know I have good taste.
Perfect.
Funny and it's
my next one.
Oh. Ruby's looking. Okay. Let's take
a journey. Oh, I've heard this.
I know a place where the grass is really green now.
Katy Perry and Snoop Dogg, Teenage Dream. No. California Girls.
California.
Yes.
California Girls.
I should have chose different songs if I knew who the man would own.
Yeah. Give me and Eli a chance.
Yeah.
makes you beautiful.
Cheerleader.
Oh my god, One Direction, What Makes You Beautiful.
You know the words?
You're insecure. Don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Oh my god, I know that whole song. Oh my god, I love One Direction.
Okay, next one.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, I knew this one.
What pause?
I jumped in the cabin.
LAX.
Wait, I jumped in the cab to LAX with my dream in a cardigan. Welcome to the land of XX. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy is turning and I'm feeling kind of homesick. So much pressure and I'm nervous.
When the taxi turns
on the radio and the Jay-Z song was on.
And the Jay-Z song was on.
Love that song.
Oh.
And Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. And that's the end. That's the end of the 5-second showdown. Some of us were perfect fits and some of us tried. We'll be back next time for more lyrics to test your music memory.
Okay.
And maybe make you cringe a little along the way.
I think I made myself cringe when I like got really shocked by that One Direction song.
Yeah, you got like you were jumping around.
I jumped out of my seat, man.
So, this is a special episode because one of our panel is having a birthday today. So, happy birthday to our man here, Chris. Just give him a round of applause.
Woo!
Happy birthday to you, dear Chris. Happy birthday to you. Hooray. So, tell us, what do you have planned for your birthday?
Friday we're going to Good. It's a burger place in town.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Cheeseburger?
They have really chicken. Good loaded fries. Yeah,
chicken. He'll be having a chicken burger with fries.
Yep.
Beef patties, special sauce.
What are you washing it down with? Thick shake?
I don't know.
Probably. Tell us.
Wash it down with everything you can. It's your birthday.
Yeah, probably.
Do you have a special cake?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, let me guess. It's a car theme cake.
No.
Oh.
What theme is it then?
It's just a normal plain chocolate cake.
Nice.
Chocolate?
Love it.
You know, we're best friends, right, Chris?
We look forward to having a slice of your cake.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we look forward to you bringing it in next week on Thursday because you're going to do that for us.
Awesome.
Fingers crossed.
Any other big news for the weekend for anybody?
I'm going to sleep.
Sleep time for
I'm going to
video
work.
Games.
Work.
Ooh,
work. I work at my dad's work, so it's not really work. Yeah. And I only do that sometimes. I normally clean or fill in potholes, but I get money.
Let's get money.
When's your dad that money work?
He's
a truck mechanic, a diesel mechanic. He works at Dears Grey Motors. He actually owns the business because my granddad, he opened it and then he passed it down to my dad.
Awesome.
Wait, where?
That's great. That's in the family, pass it down. Awesome.
Yeah.
Generations.
That's great. Well,
if you want to get in touch with us, check us out on TikTok. Our account name is Fiako. That is WHEAK on TikTok.
That's us for this episode. Thanks for hanging out with us. Whether you laughed, learned something, or just listened in awkward silence, we appreciate you.
Make sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss what's coming up next. And if you know a local legend or have an idea for a segment, hit us up. You'll hear from us next in a fortnight. See ya!
That's us for another episode of the Grady Green Island Youth Action Group podcast here on ORFM.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tell your mates, your dog, and your nan. Catch you next time. Ka kite.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.